Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on
Jesus. At an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene. And all that he asks is a childlike trust and a heart that's pure and clean. Yes,
I'm
every day I'm
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, Brother Patrick Medlock will be presenting our words of encouragement, immediately followed by our closing prayer. We ask that you please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. I am so thankful that we have so many people who are joining us on the Blog Talk Radio line, as they've called the number or numbers that have been designated to join us, and they do so Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., as Danielle has indicated. Thank you, Danielle, for what you do. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for extending me continually this opportunity to share this word and to express this faith. Thank you for each and every one of you that's on that Blog Talk line, as well as those who also are sharing with me on the Facebook Live side of this ministry, as I do that simulcast every Tuesday morning, because I'm calling my version of this Morning Words of Encouragement devotional to be Gratitude Tuesday. And this is episode number 104, episode number 104 of Gratitude Tuesday. And so I'd like to introduce this by indicating that I'm working on a series of lessons. I actually started it last Sunday night, and we're going to continue it through next Sunday morning, Lord willing, on apologetics. And I plan to introduce and present a song entitled We Are Soldiers, likely on Sunday evening. And as I do that, it's an old song that the Unity Seekers, Unity Seekers and Unity Singers. If some of you are from Memphis and you might remember that group or from the South, then maybe you can correct me. I think it's Unity Seekers in Memphis, Tennessee, used to sing. Sister Dallas Walker. Sister Walker, Dallas's wife, was a part of that group in her early days, predating me. But my mother might remember Sister Walker singing in Memphis. For all I know, she might have had a solo. And the song kind of goes like this. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to cry. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We got to hold it up until we die. And then it would repeat it. And I can imagine Sister Walker, if she actually did have a solo, dealing with the poor part of the song that says, my mother was a soldier. And, you know, they can get down there in the South just like we can up here. So I still have those tunes resonating in my head. The reasons for me presenting this for Sunday night, I'll reserve until then. But for now, I want to pull line three as I introduce this subject for Gratitude Tuesday, number 104, and that is sin is a bloody business. And I have a question that I have out there that the various ones of you have already answered on the Facebook side. If you want to answer it on the Blog Talk side, push one on your telephone. The question is, how squeamish are you at the sight of blood? How squeamish are you at the sight of blood? I'm looking at some of your answers. I guess I'll go through it. And again, if somebody on the Blog Talk side wants to share, then they can. Frankie says, I'm okay as long as it's not too much. Darling, you remember that song. Okay, yeah, I'm glad that I'm not by myself. Yvonne Wesley says, not too much. Jackie McMillan says, very. Olivia says, not that much. Shirley says, yes. Darlene Richardson says, not that much. Glendia says, not at all. Work in the medical field. Carolyn, same thing. She works as a licensed EMT. Whereas Rosalind T. Tucker is saying very. So you got that. And by the way, Shannon Rose Barnes, I'm so glad that you joined us for the very first time. I'm so glad. I'm hoping that you will be prompted to join us again. Sister Priscilla, I think on the regular line, who was a nurse for 40 plus years in the OR, says that was her profession, so I already know that she was not squeamish. But I want to create some level of squeamishness about blood spiritually, because as I look at my Bible, I have a handle as to why this banner needed to be a bloodstain, because sin is, has been, and always will be a bloody business. I see Renee is saying, I'm okay with blood as long as it's not mine. Okay, Renee, I got you. I see what you're throwing out there. So look, you see sin in a couple of different ways in the Bible, well, more than a couple of different ways, but a couple of different ways that are applicable to what the way I want to talk about it today. You kind of see blood, not specifically mentioned, but implied at the very beginning in Genesis chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. You remember when the Lord said, you know, where are you? And he says, as he was looking for Adam and Eve, and the Adam and Eve says, you know, I was afraid because I was naked. And then he said, who told you if you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree that I commanded you to eat? In other words, have you sinned? And then we'll go down to verse 21, and a verse that would seem to be innocuous, but it's really indicting, because the verse says, the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. So, Terry, I see you're saying not at all. And Terry, I need you to know that when these garments are being made like this, and that means that an animal has to be killed. That means that blood, the very first blood shed, is being killed. And it's associated with sin. And it's really to be tied to the blood guiltiness of Adam and his wife, Eve. And you see, good to see you on, John Wright, that the idea of blood and blood sin and blood guiltiness has its first tie. You'll see it in other places, like in Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 4 and 5. Then he who hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take the warning, and a sword comes and takes him away, his blood guiltiness, will be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet but did not take warning. His blood will be on himself. And you also have some other places in Scripture where you kind of see the idea of sin and blood guiltiness being tied together. Remember Pilate over in Matthew chapter 27 said, okay, y'all want to kill Jesus? I'm going over here to this basin. I'm going to wash my hands so the blood of this innocent man won't be on me. See ye to it. Remember that in Matthew chapter 27? What about the Sanhedrin in Acts chapter 5, which we'll be preaching about on Sunday, where they were saying to the Peter and the apostles, look, you know, you want to put this man's blood on us as you continue to preach, and we continue to tell you not to preach in that name. Or what about Paul over in Acts chapter 18? Where after arguing for a period of time with those individuals over there in Corinth, he ends up saying, look, I am not going to have your blood on my hands. I'm going to be innocent of your blood. I have taught you enough truth for you to be saved. I'm paraphrasing, but that's the idea that's being expressed. But then you also see where the idea of blood is expressed as a way of atonement. Clearly, we see that in Scripture. You can go back to Leviticus 17 and you can study it. But Hebrews chapter 9, 18 here says, therefore, even the first covenant was not inaugurated without blood. And after making the case that Moses again sprinkled blood on the book and sprinkled blood on the people, sprinkled blood on the tabernacle, sprinkled blood on all the vessels, verse 22, and according to the law, one may almost say all things are cleansed with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. We're thankful that as we see that sin is a bloody business, God with Christ has turned this thing around, so that sin doesn't just have to be associated with blood guiltiness, but now sin is going to be remitted because of the forgiveness of sins, and truly remitted, not just rolled back like it was in the Old Testament. 1 John chapter 5 and 5. Who is the one who overcomes the world, and he who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and, you ready for it? Blood. Jesus Christ. For not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. Ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, I'm glad that you can see and hear with you, see with your eyes and hear with your ears, that this gospel is about Jesus being able to shed his blood for our sins. And it prompts us, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, to have some level of squeamishness, not necessarily about physical blood, but about the spiritual blood guiltiness that still is associated with sin. Even if you aren't squeamish about the physical blood, and I appreciate Renee, and I appreciate, I think it was Shannon that talked about that she had been in the hospital since last Tuesday, and they wanted blood from her. Know this, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to be squeamish about your spiritual, the sight of spiritual blood, blood guiltiness that comes through with sin that can only be remitted through the blood of Christ. Father in heaven, I want to ask you to continue to be with us, continue to allow us to have a level of uprightness and a level of contrition with regard to our lives and our sin that seems to pervade ever so mightily in it. Father, help us to understand that we're all, none of us have any real high ground, but we're all rehabilitated sinners that are looking to just kind of give you the glory and the honor every single day by working very, very hard and putting forth a good faith effort not to sin. And Father, as we look at the various prayer requests that are being put forth, I'm going to pray for Sharon Barnes, as she's indicating that she was in the hospital. I'm going to pray for Treva Turner, as she is just getting home as a member of my congregation. We're going to pray for Joe Tremaine as he deals with the loss of his mother, and Julie Knapp as she deals with the loss last week of two brothers. And Father, as we pray for Kathy Culver and the situation that she has where she has the brain surgery and she's in need of prayer, as well as others praying for Sister Cole, as she's lost her brother down there in Tallahassee. And Father, just allow us to be able to continue to take advantage of the privilege of prayer, because that's one of the privileges that the blood-stained banner of Christ gives us the ability to be able to enjoy. Father, help us with our spiritual squeamishness, and help us to have an attitude of gratitude for the blood of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.